back the tears I cried. Missing you pains me deep inside. I wish I took the time to prove. Baby, love has its cost. If I played the game and lost, at least I got to spend my time with you. And if I had to choose a friend to go and do it all again, proud the choice I made was loving you. I'm loving you. I'm loving you. People often act as though we're something that we ain't, trying to draw that line between a sinner and a saint. But by the hand of the great I am, redeeming grace shall ever last. Every sinner has a future, and every saint has a past. The waves of life will crash in, can bring you to your knees. As life storms around you, you cry, Lord, have mercy, please. Mistaken thoughts of judgment out of my heart I cast. For every sinner has a future, and every saint has a past. Why has it taken me so long to finally understand that all of God's good children can be forgiven like I can? He's waiting there for you to heal as from this world we pass. There with him awaits our future. Here today we make our past. How these feelings came to be. If folks could only understand, they'd see things just like me. But now my heart's been humbled. Lord, forgiveness I do ask. For every sinner has a future, and every saint has a past. Why has it taken me so long to finally understand the that all of God's good children can be forgiven like I can. He's waiting there for you to yield as from this world we pass. There with him awaits our future. Here today we make our past. Every sinner has a future, and every saint has a past.
Good afternoon. This is Lynn, and I'm hosting Motor. I'm with you on the Motor Live Drive at 5 today, and we have a wonderful guest in the studio today, Bill Bynum, and he is a wonderful country bluegrass player, and he's going to be sharing a lot of great music with us today, some that is penned by his own hand and some great interpretations of some covers. Okay. Bill, what would you like to get started with?
Hey, Lynn. Glad to be here. I'm going to start off with one of my favorite artists, Chris Knight, out of Texas. This is a song he has out or has had out for a while. It's called It Ain't Easy Being Me. Town somewhere named for how I feel. Yeah, I could be the mayor down there saying welcome to Sorryville. It wouldn't be on a map nowhere. You might say that it don't exist. But if you make enough wrong turns, it'll be hard to miss. There ought to be a bridge somewhere they could dedicate to me. I'd even come to the ceremony with a can of gasoline. And walk on over to the other side, and there I'd light a match. Sit and stare through the smoke and flames, wondering how I'm gonna get back. Why do I do the things that I do? Was I born this way? Am I self-made fool? I shoot the lights, then I curse the dark. I need your love and I break your heart. And I know the words that'll bring you back, but I don't say nothing as I watch you pack. I had to work to be the jerk I've come to be. It ain't easy being me. To be a sideshow act for freaks like me. Yeah, I could be the star of the show with my name on the marquee. In a room with the big red button that says danger do not touch. Twice a day I'd mash it down and you could watch me self-destruct. Why do I do the things that I do? Was I born this way? Am I self-made? Ooh! I shoot the lights, then I curse the dark. I need your love, then I break your heart. And I know the words that'll bring you back, but I don't say nothing as I watch you pack. I had to work to be the jerk I've come to be. It ain't easy being me. Night.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
And welcome to Motor Live Drive at 5, Bill. It's great to have you here. And I understand we're going to be hearing all kinds of music today. When did you start writing?
I guess I started writing in 2004.
Okay.
Yep.
And if anybody was listening prior to the start of the 5 o'clock hour, Antal played that song. Could you tell us a little bit about it?
The song I wrote in 2004 that won first prize in the Michigan Songwriting Contest was Lovin' You. Is that what you're referring to, Lynn?
Mm-hmm, that's the one.
And that was the second song I ever wrote. So
really?
Yeah, I was pretty pleased with that. Actually, they told me I won first prize. I thought, that's great. Then I found out later there was a grand prize winner.
Oh.
And there was three of us first prize winners, so I was very honored, but a little bit surprised, but happy.
Oh, definitely, definitely. What inspired you?
I think this is really kind of an autobiography, this album. It's about my wife. It's about my mom and dad, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just kind of about my life to this point.
Okay.
And there's plenty more to write about, I guess, there. But that's what this first album's about.
Okay. And that's called Daddy's Word, Bill Bynum and Company.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're by yourself, but you want to tell us a little bit about the company when the company is here?
Yeah, Bill Bynum and Company is usually a four-piece and sometimes a five-piece bluegrass act. I don't know, we're about as bluegrass as you can be without a banjo player, but ordinarily things started out with David Mosier, who lives out near Brighton in Hamburg, Michigan. He's helped me put the album together. He's a fine vocalist, guitar player, mandolin. He's also played bass for us at times. He's kind of a multi-purpose guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's introduced me to David Keeney from Tipton, Michigan, out near Irish Hills. Dave's the finest dobro player I know. And then Dave introduced me to our bass player, Chuck Anderson, who's from Ann Arbor. Chuck has played with the Hummingbirds for a long time now, and now he's playing with us. We're glad to have him.
Okay.
And then we had a fiddle player from, actually living in Nashville for a while, and she was living in Ann Arbor, and her name was Lisa Case Doro, and she got moved by her doctor husband out to Wisconsin. So since the last year, since Lisa's been gone, we've been playing with Mary Sealhurst, out of Ypsilanti, who's a fine fiddle player. She often plays for Five Guys Named Mo. You may have heard of them.
Yes, yes. How long have you been together then?
Well, I think with Mr. Keeney now, I've been working about 2 years, and I think Mary's been with us for about a year, so about a year to two in the making,
okay,
putting it together.
All right. Could you share that title cut with us from Daddy's Word?
You bet. I'd love to do that. I had great dad. My dad was a sharecropper's son in northeast Arkansas. He had polio when he was a boy. He never could read or write.
Wow.
And he came up from Arkansas and raised his kids up here, and we had a chance in life, and I really owe him everything.
Wow.
So this one's for Dad. It's called Daddy's Word.
Great.
Back when I was young, my dad was there for me. Working that old mill, his love was hard to see. Folks don't understand sacrificing what it does. Just want to say I'll never be half the man my daddy was. Don't remember Daddy ever backing down or drinking, cussing, cheating, not where he'd be found. Somehow, some way, I always knew I'd be all right because I do my best to try and be half the man my daddy was. Half the man my daddy was is all I need to be to make it through this world with these burdens piled on me. Grinch your teeth and get it done, not one complaint be heard. I can do most anything thinking of my daddy's word. Daddy had a mean streak, though I know he meant well. cross that old plow, boy, he gonna ring your bell. Mostly kept to himself, barely made a fuss. No matter what I've done, ain't half the man my daddy was. Half the man my daddy was is all I need to be to make it through this world with these burdens piled on me. Grinch your teeth and get it done, not one complaint be heard. I can do most anything thinking of my daddy's word.
Very nice, very nice. There was another daddy song on the list, All My Daddy Left Me.
Yeah.
Would you like to tell us a little bit about that one?
Yeah, that's my good friend Pete Goble, who lives down in Rockwood. Hey, Pete, if you're listening. Pete's the IBMA Lifetime Achievement Award winner. That's the International Bluegrass Music Association. He's one of the finest songwriters in all of the bluegrass business. And he lives right down by me, downriver, so I get to go and hang out with him. And I don't even knock on the door anymore. I just go on in, and he tells me to pull my chair up and play him a song, and he'll let me know whether it's good or bad or indifferent, and I'm just lucky to have him as my songwriting mentor. This is one that he's not released yet, but I'm sure it'll get out soon enough. It's about a fellow who's not quite happy with his inheritance. It's called All My Daddy Left Me.
Ah, okay.
I got a call from a friend of mine, lives down below me on the Louisiana line. Told me that his daddy just passed away, left him a fortune in a bank in L.A. Great big condo down by the sea. Now friend, let me tell you why my daddy left me. All my daddy left me was a $2 bill, a pocket watch he bought at the local Goodwill, John Deere tractor bogged down in the mud, dog named Sam and a six-pack of Bud. He said his daddy left him a Cadillac Seville, an oil well in Texas and a mansion on a hill, a hotel in Vegas and a private jet. And yeah, he's one of the richest guys I ever met. Horse breeder farm down there in Tennessee. Now friend, let me tell you why my daddy left me. All my daddy left me was a $2 bill, a pocket watch he bought at the local Goodwill, John Deere tractor bogged down in the mud, a dog named Sam and a six-pack of a $2 bill, a pocket watch he bought at the local Goodwill, John Deere tractor bogged down in the mud, a dog named Sam and a six-pack of Bud. I said a dog named Sam and a six-pack of Bud.
Pete Goble. Thank you.
Thank you. Sounds like Pete's a good friend.
He is. You know, we argue and fuss sometimes, but that's what good friends do, I guess.
Absolutely. Okay. Let's see. And you've been working with Pete. Do you have any songs you've written together?
We do have one that we've put together. He wrote the lyrics to, and he helped me let me do the arrangement to it. And we've not released it yet or put it on a CD. But it's called, hold on a second here, I Did It All For You. It's a fine prison song, which I find that a lot of bluegrass songs seem to lean towards trains in prison.
Kind of a Johnny Cash thing.
Yep.
Did you want to do that one, or do you want to...
Well, if you want us to stick to the list here and keep in order...
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter to me.
I'm kind of trying to do this a little bit orderly. That way you guys can go back through here and plug in the titles and stuff like that.
That works,
This next song I wrote for my lovely, lovely wife.
And, I see why you wanted to stay with the list.
Yeah, fortunate to have her. This one's for her. It's called Hard to Please. Well, it's a lot of hard work to find happiness. Well, I'm playing checkers, she keeps playing chess. And after all this time, I'm falling on my knees. Can't you understand? I want to be your man, but you're hard to please. Try to live a good life, I ain't messing it up. Or I live in my past, you keep bringing it up. It's like I'm in a cell and you're holding the keys. No reason or rhyme, just doing my time. You're so hard to please. Way hard to please. I'm never satisfied when it comes to love. Lord, my hands are tied. I know a thing or two about the birds and bees. But now I'm down and out, I can't figure you out. You're so hard to please. Oh! An axe to grind and some wood to chop. Got myself to find and my beast to stop. And even though I may have my needs, there ain't a part of your plans you can't understand. You're just hard to please. Well, you're hard to please. Never satisfied when it comes to love. Lord, my hands are tied. I know a thing or two about the birds and bees. But now I'm down and out, can't figure you out. You're so hard to please. I got an axe to grind and some wood to chop. Got myself to find and my beast to stop. And even though I may have my needs, there ain't a part of your plans you can't understand. It is hard to please. Well, you're hard to please. Never satisfied when it comes to love. Lord, my hands are tied. I know a thing or two about the birds and bees. But now I'm down and out, can't figure you out. You're so hard to please. I know a thing or two about the birds and bees. But now I'm down and out, can't figure you out. You're so hard to please. Thank you much.
Okay, so how did she react?
You know, the truth hurts sometimes. Just let's say that.
Which direction?
Both ways.
You want to tell us a little bit about your family?
Yeah, I've got a lovely wife, Lori. It's originally from out near White Lake Township, and she's an Ann Arbor girl where she went to college out there, and that's where I met her. And we have a beautiful daughter, Pauline, who's 14, and she skates for the Dearborn Crystallettes here. And now, I guess she just left the Crystallettes, and now she's for the Ann Arbor Hockettes. She's a synchronized skater.
Yeah.
And then we have adopted our youngest daughter, May, who's now 7, and she's from China, and she's pretty much brilliant, and make sure that we all know it on a regular basis.
Uh-huh.
So we're lucky to have, I'm lucky to have all three of my girls. I'm very fortunate.
Sounds great. Okay, and what's next on the...
We're going to do a little drop D tuning here and do a song that I think is out by the Grass Cats. This one's called Moonshine. By cutting logs, fed his kids by killing hogs. Now the timber's gone and the money is too. What else can a good man do? Moonshine,
hard times. You can make it, you can sell it, but don't drink that old moonshine. Hup! City still up by stream. At night it would hiss and steam. All day behind his plow would work. On Sunday he would go to church. Moonshine, hard times. You can make it, you can sell it, but don't drink that old moonshine. No! Boy of 21, you'll never mount to nothing, son. But his daddy's words a boy ignored. He souped up that rusty Ford. Moonshine, hard times. You can make it, you can sell it, but don't run that old moonshine. No! Lost his wife to a winter cold. Lost his boy to a mountain road. Now he sits out on that porch and cries, thinking of the years gone by. Moonshine, hard times. You can make it, you can sell it. Now he drinks that old moonshine. No!
Thank you.
I like that one.
Tell us how to get hold of you.
I think the easiest place to go is to our new website. It's BillBynum.com. Bill Bynum. Bynum is B-Y-N-U-M. Bynum, just like it sounds.
Mm-hmm.
Go to BillBynum.com, and you can email us there. You can sign up for our email list, and we'll let you know when and where we're playing. Our schedule's there. Our links to MySpace is there as well. We've got bios and how you can buy our CD is on there, too. You can go to cdbaby.com. I think you can go to amazon.com. The CD is kind of all over the place right now. So
okay.
I don't know how that happened, but you can buy it through all these different places. I hope I'm getting a piece of it. But it's been flying out of here. We just released it this year, and we did a big pressing, and we're about halfway through that already. So just trying to make our way through the music business. It's nothing easy, I'll tell you.
Terrific, though. Yeah. Great sound. Great job.
Thank you.
And I was going to ask if you had any great gigs coming up that you'd like to maybe invite the listeners to attend.
I think in this area, I think the best thing we'd have coming up that would kind of reach the listeners to this station, again, I guess with the internet, you can reach out to lots of different places.
Mm-hmm.
But in the Dearborn area here, we're going to be at the, I want to say if I say this right, the Canton Village Theater at Cherry Hill. I believe it's what it's called, and they have a big, giant theater there, but next to it, they have a smaller theater called the Biltmore Studio for acoustic music, and they do a First Friday concert series there, and we'll be there First Friday in November. That's November 7th.
Okay, which is...
I think the show starts at 8 p.m.
Okay.
Again, that'll all be on the website, but if you're out more in the Ann Arbor area, we've got two gigs coming up in September, Saturday, September 13th, and Saturday, September 27th. Both of those are at Johnny's Speakeasy, which is a real speakeasy. From back in the Prohibition days. It's an amazing home right on Dexter Road there. You got to give me a call or contact me to get RSVP'd, but it's a great venue for both the musicians and for the listeners.
Okay.
But that's on the 13th of September, we open for Corinne West, and she's a national act. She has Jerry Douglas on her album, so she must be pretty good. And then we come back 2 weeks later on the 27th to do our own show there.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. And the best way to contact you again is Bill Bynum.
BillBynum.com.
Oh, okay, that's easy enough to remember.
Get on our email list. Okay. Let us know where you're at.
Right. And I just wanted to remind everybody that you are listening to Motor Live Drive at 5. And I'm Lynn, your host today, sitting in, and we're talking to Bill Bynum. And if you'd like to give us a call, we're at 845-9676 extension 1, toll free at 800-585-4322. And if you're having any problem with the signal, just be sure to stream. And that address is WHFR.FM. And we'll get back to some music.
Let's do another one of Pete's songs. This is, I think, one of the best written bluegrass songs I've ever heard, and I'm proud to do it. It's called Jubilee Road.
Sounds fun.
And my heart goes back down the Mississippi by a railroad track, where the corn and the taters and the cotton grow down Jubilee Road. Black folks used to call me Cotton Top, catching them catfish and skipping those rocks. Lord, I trade everything I got for Jubilee Road. Jubilee Road, I can hear you calling. Jubilee Road, I can hear you talking. Mississippi dream, you got me walking on Jubilee Road. Yesterday's gone, don't you understand? Cotton Top's grown to be a man. Big city sidewalks cover the sand on Jubilee Road. I'm walking down the street to my fishing hole, hot sand popping up between my toes. Heaven was a place that I used to know down Jubilee Road. I'm grapevine swinging in the summertime, laughing and singing with friends of mine. Life was good there all the time down Jubilee Road. Jubilee Road, I can hear you calling. Jubilee Road, I can hear you talking. Mississippi dream, you got me walking on Jubilee Road. Yesterday is gone, don't you understand? Cotton Top's grown to be a man. Big city sidewalks cover the sand on Jubilee Road. And there ain't no corn. Can't find the place where I was born. Everyone's gone that I used to know down Jubilee Road. I'm working like a fool for a dollar bill. I wanna go home, but I never will. But in my mind, I live there still down Jubilee Road. Jubilee Road, I can hear you calling. Jubilee Road, I can hear you talking. Mississippi dream, you got me walking on Jubilee Road. Yesterday's gone, don't you understand? Cotton Top's grown to be a man. Big city sidewalks cover the sand on Jubilee Road. Yesterday's gone, don't you understand? Cotton Top's grown to be a man. Big city sidewalks cover the sand on Jubilee Road. Big city sidewalks cover the sand on Jubilee Road. Big city sidewalks cover the sand on Jubilee Road.
Nice. And that was his own writing, or that, was this?
Yeah, Pete has that. I think it's been released a couple times. The last time I've heard it was by the Bluegrass Cardinals had it out.
Okay.
And they do a great job with it.
Now, you said something about half an hour ago, which I'm still thinking about, and the question is, how do you do bluegrass without banjo?
You know, the whole labeling thing has really baffled me the last year or and a half, because we've been asked by many different people, and I find that I kind of edit the label by the person I'm talking with. Maybe we're not a bluegrass band. You know, when you don't have a banjo player, there's a lot of bluegrass songs that don't have banjo in, and not a ton of them, but there's a number of them. And I really think it's about the songwriting, to me. It's about these songs. Most of these songs come from the bluegrass world, and to me that's really what music's about, is how the song kind of captures a moment or a picture in time. And I really, you know, which instruments are being used or how the arrangement is done, and to me that's kind of irrelevant. So
I
really hate to box us into one hole. I just don't think we're a bluegrass band. I don't think we're a traditional country band.
Right.
I know we're not a young country band like today's country music. I know that's not what we do. When I've come up with terms like Southern roots, you know, that's kind of a thing that I can think of. And I also think of us maybe a traditional country and bluegrass band, that we kind of cross over that line there too. But there's also kind of a whole genre around songwriting, right? You know, that are singer-songwriter stuff. But,
absolutely.
But we want to come across as a four-piece act, typically. I mean, I get a chance to play solo, but it's not nearly as much fun as it is playing with people
right.
like the people I play with.
Right, right. But all the songs definitely have a message, and there's a story there, and they're definitely from the heart.
I'm glad you noticed that. And they mean a lot to me. They really do. All the songs that I pick or play or write, they just have somehow they reach me and touch me someplace here in my heart. And I just hope that when I play them for other people, I can kind of try to convey that message, whatever it is.
Yeah, I think it shows. Yeah.
That's nice.
Okay, and next on the list was While the Getting's Good, and that was Grass Cats.
Yeah.
I don't know Grass Cats.
Well, I'll tell you what, I think this is a good song. If you don't mind, I'm going to dedicate this one to George W. Bush.
Oh, okay.
It's about a fella that kind of shows up and gets what he wants and takes off.
Okay.
This is called While the Getting's Good.
Like a stone, I heard him say, hey, Georgie's gone on the road away. You can try and hold me down, but tomorrow I won't be around. Tell me how I'm born to lose. Hey, give me something I can use. I don't try to play that game. I'm a leaving town, hey, take a name. I can make you understand what I do, the way I am. I tried to change, but I never could. I'm a getting mine while the getting's good. Who are you to say I'm wrong? You're not the rock I'm standing on. And I don't have a thing to prove, 'cause you ain't me and I ain't you. When I'm gonna say what you will, if you've got so much time to kill, you won't see me wasting mine. Yeah, I'll be somewhere down the line. I can't wake you understand just what I do, the way I am. I tried to change, but I never could. I'm a getting mine while the getting's good. I can make you understand just what I do, the way I am. Tried to change, but I never could. Oh, I'm a getting mine while the getting's good. I'm a getting mine while the getting's good.
All right. I can't make any comments.
Well, maybe I shouldn't have spoke there.
I would like to remind everybody that Motor Live Drive at 5 is available on the webpage, and it's available as a podcast. It should be out there for approximately 12 weeks, so you can hear Bill as many times as you'd like. And he's right out there on the podcast.
So that's it.
That's whfr.fm to locate the webpage. Okay, and Bill, how, again, can we get a hold of you?
You can go to billbynum.com, and right on billbynum.com, you'll find all my contact information, and you'll also find our link to our MySpace, if you like the MySpace thing. But Bill Bynum, B-Y-N-U-M, just like it sounds, Bynum.
Okay.
Billbynum.com, and we just got a new site up there, thanks to Mary, our fiddle player. She put it all together for us, and thank you, Mary.
Okay, so things are definitely coming together. That's a good thing.
It feels that way, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Asheville Turnaround?
Yeah, we'll do that. In fact, I thought I'd throw a curveball at you here. I kind of had a feeling I might do a different song since you kind of opened the door there.
Absolutely.
There's a great, great bluegrass band out there. You know, these top acts, and I'm afraid that probably most of the people out there listening may not have ever heard of them or know of them. And there's a great act right now, and I think it's Vince Gill who's pushing them out there real hard. So Vince is a pretty popular guy. I think he owns Nashville. But he's crazy about them, too, and I think they're just fantastic. You owe it to yourself to go to thesteeldrivers.com, thesteeldrivers, S-T-E-E-L, drivers, plural. If you go to thesteeldrivers.com, you'll hear some great new bluegrass that really cutting edge, mm-hmm. 1 foot in today and 1 foot in yesterday, and I think they're great. This is a song that they have out. It's a song about the Civil War.
Okay.
And I want to dedicate it to anyone who's ever served and all their family members.
Thank you. And it's called?
Sticks That Make Thunder. My roots were deeper than the arms of the others. My colors, they change with the sun. And my branches were higher than anything on the hillside on the day that I watched them all come. Some were the color of the sky in the winter. Some were as blue as the night. And they came like a storm with the light of the morn. And they fell through the whole day and night. The colors flew high and they danced in the sky as I watched them come over the hill. Then to my wonder, sticks that make thunder, such a great number lay still. When the light came again, there was death on the wind, as the buzzards made way for the worms. And those little white trees don't bend in the breeze for the ones who will never return. The colors flew high and they danced in the sky as I watched them come over the hill. Then to my wonder, sticks that make thunder, such a great number lay still. Those who have fallen, they come when I call them, and they answer the best that they can. But all they can see is what they used to be, and that's all that they understand. The colors flew high and they danced in the sky as I watched them come over the hill. Then to my wonder, sticks that make thunder, such a great number lay still. The colors flew high and they danced in the sky as I watched them come over the hill. Then to my wonder, sticks that make thunder, such a great number lay still.
Nice.
Steel Drivers.
Very nice.
Yeah. Wonderful song.
Yeah.
Great writing.
Definitely timeless.
Yeah, it's great stuff.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Let's do do one more Steel Driver song, if you don't mind.
Not a problem.
This is a prison song that goes out to our good mayor in Detroit, Mr. Kwame Kilpatrick. It's called If It Hadn't Been for Love. No laughing now, Lynn.
I never would have hitchhiked to Birmingham if it hadn't been for love. I never would have caught a train to Louisiana if it hadn't been for love. I never would have run through the blinding rain without $1 to my name if it hadn't been for love. I never would have seen the trouble that I'm in if it hadn't been for love. I would have been gone like a wayward wind if it hadn't been for love. Nobody knows it better than me. I wouldn't be wishing I was free if it hadn't been for love. Four cold walls against my will. At least I know she's lying still. Four cold walls without parole. Lord have mercy on my soul. I never would have been to that side of town if it hadn't been for love. I never would have took the time to track her down if it hadn't been for love. I never would have loaded up my 44, put myself behind a jailhouse door if it hadn't been for love. Four cold walls against my will. At least I know she's lying still. Four cold walls. Lord have mercy on my soul. I never would have hitchhiked to Birmingham if it hadn't been for love. Never would have caught a train to Louisiana if it hadn't been for love. I never would have loaded up my 44, put myself behind a jailhouse door if it hadn't been for love.
All right, for Kwame.
There you go.
Okay, we have about 15 minutes left.
Oh, boy.
So I know you still have lots of great music in you.
Do you know any songs, Lynn?
I know a few.
This is the Motor Drive at 5 or something like that?
Motor Live Drive at 5.
Let's do a motor song. How about
all
that?
Right, all right, that works.
Do one by Del McCoy. This one's called Asheville Turnaround.
Blacktop. I've been wiring out these tires. I got a rebuilt carburetor. I got brand new spark plug wires. I've been a clutching and a braking. I've been up these hills and down. Her good love keeps me making that Asheville turnaround. I've been working like the Dickens, trying to make a living, just waiting for the week to end. It's hard to pay attention when you can't even think about being in her arms again. There ain't a woman finer than the one in Carolina at the top of Black Mountain Road. The only thing wrong when Friday comes along, I got to rocket back to Tennessee. Hold on. Now 304 and one half miles one way puts me on her front porch steps. I know I got a coming, some kissing and a hugging about as good as any man can get. For 2 days and 2 nights, everything is all right, happy as a hardwood tree.
The only thing wrong when Sunday comes along, I got to rock it back to Tennessee. Hold on! Top. I've been wearing out these tires. I got a rebuilt carburetor. I got brand new spark plug wires. I've been a clutching and a braking. I've been up these hills and down. The good love keeps me making that Asheville turn around. I got the best love ever found. You know I just can't let her down. I make that Asheville turn around.
Nice, nice. A motor song for Motor Life Drive at 5.
Thank you.
What's next on the agenda?
This is, you've met those couples that have been married for decades, and they just have that love that is, you know, you can't hide it. It's just there. You know, they do everything for each other and mm-hmm. never say a cross word. And this one goes out to all the rest of the married folks. It's called Miserable With Me.
Happy with the man I try to be, baby. I never thought loving you meant changing me. I never be what I ain't try, but I can't help our love when you can't see. You just ain't happy unless you're miserable with me. Now each day finds me with a wall that I can't climb. Sugar, I lay my heart out to get broke every time. Can't stand to fight, at least not tonight, over words I'll just concede. Can't win for losing unless you're miserable with me. All I've given you is everything. All you got to lose is my last name. Said I was sorry for the things that I did wrong. Darling, I can't help but for the words to this song. If it'll change anything, I'll take all the blame. Just tell me what you want me to be. I'll keep trying if you stay miserable with me. All I've given you is everything. All you got to lose is my last name. Said I was sorry for the things that I did wrong. Honey, I can't help but fold the words to this song. If it'll change anything, I'll take all the blame. Just tell me what you want me to be, and I'll keep trying if you'll stay miserable with me. There's no denying you'll be miserable with me. Don't leave me crying, please stay miserable with me. Up.
Another one of those slice of life songs. How did your wife handle this one?
Well, like I said, the truth hurts sometimes. Oh. Yeah, we'll leave it at that.
All righty. Have time for a fair amount of music yet.
Oh, well, I'm going to keep playing some extra songs here for you then, if
fantastic.
That's okay. Is that how we
absolutely.
Like to do it?
Absolutely, yep.
Okay, let's do, I think, who's got this one out here? This one, no. I'm not sure who's got this one out, actually. I got this XM radio. I get to hear all these songs from all over the place sometimes, and I don't even know who wrote them, you know. They just come on here and I get a recording of them, so I think this is a lovely, well-written song. It's called Lolita.
Okay.
When Lolita left the farm, her name was branded on my arm, always there to remind me of the only girl I'll ever love, Lolita.
Well, I'm rid of her and now we're through. But I can't get rid of this damn tattoo. So I'll search the whole wide world until I meet another girl named Lolita. Well, I went to the folks who take the census poll. They say there's more Lolitas down in Mexico. So on my Harley electric glide, I'll search that country far and wide. First I met Lolita Martinez, but I can't understand a word she says. Then I met Lolita Cabrillo. It turned out that she didn't care for me. Oh, and now I'm with Lolita Navarro. But I know I'll meet a new Lolita tomorrow. 'Cause all these Lolitas keep getting worse. Oh, I just wished I had my first Lolita. Lolita, come on back home. You're sure to get along. We'll sing a song about a beautiful love and make love like a beautiful song. When Lolita left the farm, her name was branded on my arm.
Thank you much.
A little bit of a delay there.
It's another one of them story songs.
Yep. Only this time I'm not going to ask how your wife feels about a song about Lolita.
No, that was somebody else's song. I didn't write that one.
Oh,
she
okay.
knows that one.
All right.
Let's see here. The top act in bluegrass right now is the Grascals. And Terry Aldridge from the Grascals, who used to play for Larry Cordell's band, is a friend of mine. He's a great guitar player now and great lead singer. And they picked the best songs out there. I think this is a beautiful song they have out. It's a title track of their new album. And their album is number one in bluegrass. So people need to know about the Grascals.
The Grascals.
And they need to know that their new album is titled I Keep Walking. This is the song.
Okay.
As a little boy playing in the sand, my mom would take me by the hand so I could stand and get me walking. Sometimes I'd fall to the ground, get back up and stumble around just like a clown. But I was walking, not too fast and not too slow. I keep it steady as I go. Live each day as if it were the last, and I keep walking. Daddy dropped me off first day of school. I was fighting tears, and he was too, but we played it cool, and we kept walking. And I was about 13 when old Jimmy Klein invited me to do a line, but I declined. I kept walking, not too fast and not too slow. I keep it steady as I go and live each day as if it were the last. And I keep walking. Well, I spent some time out in Santa Fe. Blue-eyed girl standing in my way, begging me to stay. And I kept walking, and I headed on home to my loving wife, 'cause I promised her my hands for life and side by side. Yeah, we keep walking, not too fast and not too slow. I keep it steady as I go, live each day as if it were the last. We keep walking. Well, I'm getting old and feeble now. I'm having trouble getting around, I'm slowing down, but I'm still walking. And I'm hearing angels sing on high. Suddenly I realize I see a light, and I keep walking. As I'm crossing over Jordan, I can't wait. My mom and dad are waiting at the gate to help me walk in. I keep on walking. I keep on walking.
Very nice.
Yeah, the Graskills, fine song.
Graskills. I have to admit, I've never heard of the Graskills.
Yeah, number one in bluegrass the last 3-4 years. They've been the top act, Entertainer of the Year, top album in bluegrass right now. They've been top album with their first, this is their second album, I think, that's out right now. And their first album, I think, hit number one in the bluegrass charts also. They're fantastic. You go to thegraskills.com and support this music. Bluegrass is no different than, you know, Delta Blues or New Orleans Jazz or Chicago electric jazz. You know, it's mm-hmm. it's a form of music that comes from people that, it's a piece of Americana, you know.
Absolutely.
It's no different. And yeah, there might be some influences from the Celtic world and all that stuff too, but it's very unique. And just like the word blue, you know, like blues and rhythm and blues and bluegrass, it's all the same chord structures. It really is. They all make sense.
Right.
I think the difference here is maybe the instruments and the people, and really for me, it's a great way for me to keep my folks the way of life. My folks have passed on now, and it keeps their culture in front of me and in front of my kids, because I want them to know where their grandparents came from and what they were about. And these songs help put it all into a little microcosm. It's all about that way of life.
Yeah, very important.
It is to me.
Okay, and we can reach you at BillBynum.com.
That's right.
And definitely would like to thank you for being part of Motor Live Drive on 5 today, Bill. It's been great to have you in.
Well, thank you, Lynn, and thank Alan for helping on the sound, and also take if you could thank Jay for having us out here
sure,
as well.
Sure, yeah. Alan's our engineer extraordinaire.
Yes, he is.
Going to play us out with a little bit of Dang Me?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to do a Roger Miller song
all
for you
right.
And then get out of here. This is about a minute and 40 seconds of pure hillbilly bliss. It's called Dang Me.
Thanks.
Now here I sit a high just getting ideals. There ain't nothing but a fool to live like this. Out all night, running wild. A woman sitting home with a month-old child. Dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? Do it again. Now I'm sitting around drinking with the rest of the guys. Six rounds bought and I bought five. Spent the groceries and half the rent. I like $14 having 27 cents. Dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. A woman, would you weep for me? Two times. Now roses are red and violets are purple. Now sugar's sweet and so is maple syrup. I'm the seventh out of seven sons. My pappy was a pistol, I'm a son of a gun. I said, dang me.